Hello, kids. My name is Miss Carol, and I'm about to read a sports soccer article written by Max for the Rayburn Post News. This article was published on Tuesday, July 10th of 2018, and Max has drawn a picture of a wild boar. And he did a very good job, but this boar he drew doesn't look scary at all. He looks kind of cute, actually. So he's got big eyes and kind of a smiley face. So I like the picture. Okay, this is the article. A 12-student youth soccer team and their coach have been trapped for more than 2 weeks in a cave in Thailand. I was scared for them. I am so happy to announce they have been saved. All 12 boys have been rescued with the coach and are being carefully treated at the hospital. It took 19 divers, 3 Navy SEALs, and a doctor to complete the task. There were over 1,000 people also involved, and also many more volunteers. We do want to mention that one of the volunteers did lose his life during the rescue effort. He became unconscious while swimming underwater. The volunteers determined to rescue the coach and his team was unwavering. These people were willing to risk their own lives, and it's a miracle that they were so successful. The coach deserves a lot of credit for being able to keep his team calm and under control. His studies to become a monk with their meditation methods came in handy, I believe. The coach of the soccer team is truly what you call a hero under pressure. When I found out today they made it out, they all made it out, I couldn't wait to write this article. Signed, Max. My comments are, I remember when this happened, and it was, oh my goodness, it was very exciting, and I think the whole world just breathed a sigh of relief that these kids and their coach made it out alive. It was a very scary, tense situation, and it took a lot of work and dedication on the divers and the Navy SEALs to get these boys and their coach out. And it is very sad that one of the, I believe it was one of the Navy SEALs, died in the rescue. So that was quite an article. Do you remember it? Were you watching TV when this happened? So I'm sure it's an occasion that those boys will not forget ever. They'll remember that all their lives. So that's all for now. Goodbye.